Support for this episode comes from my company, Sticky Quotes. Sticky Quotes is a line of inspirational, fun, and quirky quotes printed onto everyone's favorite office staple, the sticky note. Sticky Quotes is all about inspiring people when they least expect it but need it most. To learn more about my company, visit www.mystickyquotes.com and let me know which quote sticks with you.
Are you ready for your dose of motivation? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Motivation Movement, a community of people just like you who want to get up, get going, and crush it in their daily lives. Here's your host, Michael Russo.
Remember that time you stubbed your toe stumbling out of bed and the rest of the day was just totally miserable? We've all been there. Stubbing your toe realistically only hurts for a few minutes, if that, yet it seems to have such a dramatic, drastic effect on your entire mood and outlook for the whole day. Maybe it wasn't stubbing your toe. Maybe you woke up to an email or voicemail letting you know that you've been fired from your job or you're very close to failing a class. Either way, small problem, big problem, your negative thoughts about the situation are time-consuming, mentally draining, stressful, and simply not good. Not good at all. Now, sometimes being alone with your thoughts is dangerous and scary, and that's why they put prisoners in solitary confinement. It's a punishment almost, being trapped in your mind sometimes. But today I want to talk to you about the human condition, how we're plagued by thought, and how we can stop overthinking about situations or people that ultimately we have no control over. So let's start off with a quote by my all-time favorite artist, the late Tupac Shakur. You can spend minutes, hours, days, weeks, or even months overanalyzing a situation, trying to put the pieces together, justifying what could've, would've happened, or you could just leave the pieces on the floor and move the on. I blurred a little bit out there, but a little extreme, maybe, but whatever. Tupac hit the nail on the head here. He makes it sound easy to just move the F on, and it is. Let me tell you why. Take a second, think about all the time you've wasted overthinking things totally out of your control. Probably adds up to hours, days, maybe even weeks in terms of total time wasted. If thinking about this doesn't make you angry, I don't know what will. But more importantly, it should motivate you to cut the crap and just stop overthinking. There's things you need to realize. Overthinking creates problems that aren't even there anymore. There's usually nothing that can be done right now. It keeps you from living in the present. That was the last time you're ever going to think about overthinking, because from now on, it's positive thoughts only. First off, forgive yourself. You're only human. It's natural for us to overthink. Actually, according to leading psychologists, the organization of our brains is set up essentially for overthinking because of the way our memories and thoughts are intrinsically interwoven. I'm not a neuroscientist, so I can't really get into that, but take a look at it. It's cool. Your mind has the ability to go places that it should have never entered to begin with, and it's your job to keep things in perspective. You're the master of your thoughts. Once you've accepted that nothing can be done and life goes on, you'll be free. Worrying about something that can't be changed is a waste of your time, again, energy and happiness also. Rather than worrying about the mistakes of yesterday, concentrate on making up for them today. Now, that's all for episode 16 of the Motivation Movement, but I want to hear from you what you do to stop overthinking. Better yet, how do you stop yourself from persistent negative thinking before it even starts? Use hashtag the Motivation Movement on Twitter and Instagram to share your experience. And if you have the time, a minute or two, just subscribe to the show, leave a rating and review. I'd love to hear your thoughts about today's discussion and the show in general. And please be sure to tune in tomorrow for another daily dose of inspiration and motivation.
To learn more about the Motivation Movement, head on over to themotivationmovement.net. There, you'll find more episodes, amazing content, and of course, an opportunity to join the movement yourself. But before you go, be sure to hit subscribe, and we'll talk to you in the next episode.